AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. What do you think about the Iran nuclear agreement?
The Iranians appear to have prevailed in this negotiation.
It's going to hand a dangerous regime billions of dollars in sanctions relief while paving the way for a nuclear Iran.
Those are congressional leaders Mitch McConnell and John Boehner. President Obama is warning Congress not to scrap this deal, which he says will keep Iran from getting a nuclear weapon.
Put simply, no deal means a greater chance of more war in the Middle East.
But the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu calls the agreement,
this is a bad mistake of historic proportions.
The deal limits Iran's nuclear program while allowing it relief from billions of dollars in international sanctions. Our Mark Smith is at the White House.
Iran has, we're told, agreed to inspections at military sites, though there's an appeals process that could delay access, which critics of the deal will surely jump on. Meantime, a U.N. arms embargo the Iranians had wanted removed will remain in place for up to 5 years and 8 years for a ban on importing missile technology. Critics fear Iran could use the gear to menace Israel and aid allies in Syria and Lebanon.
Secretary of State John Kerry calls this the good deal we have sought, and Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton supports it as well. The Greek prime minister is trying to sell that financial bailout deal to his own government this morning, and he's facing an open revolt from some of his own ministers. There will be a vote on this in Greece tomorrow. A Massachusetts woman has filed a lawsuit accusing Walmart of denying employee benefits for same-sex spouses. Walmart says it did expand benefits last year to include same-sex spouses. The woman says the company denied medical insurance for her wife before that. This is AP Radio News. Al Capone was Chicago's public enemy number one in the 30s. Now Mexico's notorious drug lord El Chapo has the title. The Chicago Crime Commission is highlighting how Joaquin Guzman's Sinaloa cartel dominates Chicago's drug trade. Meanwhile, Guzman is still on the run, and former DEA official David Gaddis, who spent time in Mexico, predicts
he will stay under as long as he possibly can until he's able to begin running his empire.
He was on CBS this morning. The U.S. has made it to Pluto, sort of, the last stop on the planetary tour of the solar system. The spacecraft's closest approach came at 7:49 Eastern time this morning on a journey that spanned 3 billion miles and 9.5 years. NASA's science mission chief said this is truly a hallmark in human history. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.